Our topic today is negative attitudes in small business. Small businesses are faced with many dilemmas that have to be dealt with on an ongoing basis. Owners and managers of small businesses deal with issues from finding and retaining good employees and offering attractive benefits packages to employee theft and absenteeism almost daily. However, another issue in many small businesses and organizations that owners often fail to notice or address is negative attitudes among employees. Workforce Magazine defines workplace negativity as an attitude that people have toward their work, bosses, colleagues, or customers. It causes conflict and the lowering of morale, productivity, and profitability. Consultants at the Canada-based firm Aviary Group calculated the cost of workplace negativity among customer service representatives or sales associates by calculating one lost customer per day for 1 year with average expenditures of only $50 a week per customer. The results were astonishing, almost $500,000 in 1 year. Most businesses should definitely notice such a drop in revenue, but it is an invisible problem, just a drop in revenue with no explanation. In order to avoid such devastating losses, small business owners must understand the sources of negativity, recognize the negative attitudes, and stop them early. The Aviary Group defines two primary sources of negative feelings, external and internal. External feelings are those imposed by others. Internal are caused by one's own thoughts or feelings. External causes may or may not be directly related to the job. Situations related to the job could include being passed over for a promotion, a less than ideal performance review, constant organizational changes, forthcoming cutbacks, or empty promises. Other external causes that may be unrelated to the workplace include divorce, death, financial strains, and illness. These are all factors that small business owners need to be aware of and be available to discuss with employees before the situation becomes a problem. Negative attitudes caused by internal factors may be the result of self-perception and be completely unrelated to the job. According to Workforce Magazine, some people just have a negative attitude about life and will find something negative about any situation. These people are likely predisposed to negative attitudes due to genetic or environmental factors or a combination of both. However, temporary internal factors, such as increased stress, may also lead to negative attitudes in the workplace. While the causes of negative attitudes vary from one person to another and one business to another, there are some common factors involved. First and foremost, negativity is like a virus, and it's very contagious. In small business terms, over a period of time, one bad employee can negatively affect other employees and the customers. Second, negativity flows in both directions, both up and down. Employees with negative attitudes will eventually cause a manager to become negative and vice versa. It's important to stop the behavior early. Many situations can be avoided simply with open communication. Employees often talk among themselves and try to put things together. This leads to rumors, which get blown up, and soon everyone is uneasy about work. Owners and managers should maintain open lines of communication with employees so that the workplace does not become a rumor mill. Another way to prevent negativity in the workplace is to treat everyone equally. Don't be afraid of hurt feelings or the perception of being too hard on your employees. In reality, by not treating everyone equally, the small business owner creates an environment that leads to negative attitudes from employees with high standards and a lack of respect among employees and colleagues. Never ignore negative attitudes for long. Negativity should be addressed quickly before it spreads. It's much easier to prevent damage than repair damage. According to Workforce Magazine, work environments that do not meet the staff's developmental or motivational needs or avoids confronting individual negative reactions allows workplace negativity to continue and flourish. Small business owners must address workplace negativity early before it becomes detrimental to the company morale and profitability.